Podcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of Filene's Big Bright Minds, located this year in Irvine, California, right up the street. And we are doing this little virtual remote studio lounge. And look who we have in the studio lounge, a couple of rock stars. Look at this. We have Co-op's very own Samantha Paxson and Filene's very own Chris Harper. How y'all doing, as they say in the South?
We are great. It's so fun to be live. It's amazing to see all these faces that I haven't seen in 2 years and say like, hey, it's so great to see you.
I mean, that's pretty much the first question I ask everybody is like, how's it back being in person? I mean, it's just kind of weird.
It feels a long time coming. Yeah. I mean, it's been so, you're right. I echo Samantha. It was so nice to see people in person, faces you've been seeing on Zoom months and years now. And it's like, I finally get to shake their hand again and give a couple hugs. It's just been awesome.
That's what it's, I mean, we need to be this human connection. So yeah.
No, it's kind of mind blowing. If there was some of that, like, hey, I haven't seen you in 2 years, give me a hug. And then there's like, hey, I've only seen you on Zoom. I've only met you on camera. So you actually are a human. You exist.
Yes, I agree. There's about four people I've met face-to-face for the first time here.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Months on Zoom. That.
Yeah. So it's cool. Yeah. I think for a lot of people, it's probably their first time back in a year and a half or 2 years. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, hey, let's talk about the conference for a quick second. Cause Samantha, you actually just spoke, right? So what was your topic and maybe some takeaways?
Well, we were talking about the credit union payments playbook and kind of these three urgent calls for credit unions and what they need to be doing in order to meet members and kind of design their credit union for their members right now.
Yep.
We just kind of came out of this crazy record crash of a year and a half. Yeah. And we're calling it the Great Reset. It has been 10 years of digital acceleration happened in a year and a half. Mm-hmm. Things that we kind of thought were nice to haves in terms of our service model and our digital delivery are really mandates and the expected experience from the end member. So we talked about what I spoke on was the research that we did and that we do every year with EY to help our credit unions understand how they should be deploying capital in not only in order to grow and to continue to have credit unions grow market share and grow revenue, but to also live their mission. How are we meeting members and being the choice for members in every moment of every day? So we walked through the three urgent calls to action there and talked about ways that we can really design our credit unions for our members.
Yeah, indeed. And Chris, you want to add to that or?
I would just say it's fantastic insights. The theme of today has been mining for growth. And you know, we're really looking at the major different themes that are impacting credit unions. And so it's really interesting how you can take the dynamic insights that Co-op was able to bring and ways that you can find growth models, but how it still sticks to the mission of what credit unions are trying to do. It doesn't go away from the heart of what they are really focused on. So it's nice to be able to bring those two pieces together, that you can grow, be dynamic in that space, and still serve the mission that's behind it. So I love the heart that's attached to the story that she had today.
Yeah, I'm hearing more and more of that because obviously you guys know this really, really well. We went through the digital acceleration through the pandemic where the pendulum was way over here. We got to go digital. And now I see it, and you guys probably see it too. It's coming back to the center a little bit where we're trying to find this balance of that human touch and coupling it with the digital. Is that kind of what you guys touched on as well in this, or am I off base here?
I would say it's close, but actually, and some of the insights Samantha provided, so I don't want to steal her thunder, were how you can really use the digital to create that human touch element. I think that's the key component here. The digital's not going away. I think I'm stealing all your thunder. But one of your stats was about the impact of how so many, and I forget the exact percentage, but it was like 64% are going to continue to use the digital solutions provided post-COVID. And so it's how do you then take those solutions that they still want to use and bring that human element into it. And I think that was some really part of that hard part of finding those key findings of how to work with your members and identify ways to create that connection in this new world.
And it comes back to really understanding our members. I mean, I'd say what's the new branch or primary way that a member creates a relationship with a member and a member creates a relationship with a financial institution, it's by you knowing them. If you demonstrate that you understand that member and that you are then synthesizing that information, you have so, in credit unions, we have so many data points. How are we putting those data points to use in order to then design our credit union around that member? And what that means is the battle is being waged between daily interactions. You and I have talked about life stage versus lifestyle. Credit unions deploy products based on an end consumer's life stages. So they get married, they buy a house, they need a new car. Those things only happen every few years. Where fintechs, what the research that we did with EY, that co-op, has done each year, focuses on this idea of transactional active type relationships, that when you are meeting members' needs in their daily, everyday, having you be the choice for every moment, that's when you're winning that relationship battle. Because what's happening is that they're able to pick whatever need they're trying to have met based on the technology provider that they understand can solve that problem for them. And they can all get it through their phones. So this idea, you do need the human and you do need the digital, but it's really how those come together in order to solve a problem. When you best understand that member and are deploying data in a way to seek to understand and then design, you'll start winning more and more usage and greater market share. And there's a tremendous upside for credit unions, as Chris said, not only to grow, but to demonstrate that you can help them in their financial lives. It's how we live our mission.
Yep. And that is ultimately where the trust is built, right? That
yes.
That we're all looking for sure. So
that's one other key point to that. Out of the research, PayPal, among existing credit union members, PayPal is the most trusted relationship.
Really?
Right, that's what we said. Yeah. What?
I'm kind of like that dog that hears a funny sound. He's like, what?
Yes, and that's because they are meeting that member's needs in their daily life.
Yeah.
And so as credit unions, we don't kind of think about it that way. We think about products that we sell. Yeah. We're not thinking about needs that we meet, that those kind of active needs that we need to pay the babysitter. We need to transfer money. I need to have a better picture of my financial life. And then I need to be able to take action from that. So these are the reasons that it's so important that we think about winning loyalty and we think about growing market share. It's how do we build that interaction and engagement based on what the member wants. So it kind of comes back to this idea of member centricity and living our mission.
And this is a have to today, right? And this is not a luxury anymore. This is a have to because of all the competition that's revolving around the credit unions and nipping at our heels slowly but surely. So is that what you're finding as well, Chris? You want to?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one of the things I loved about what Samantha shared today is the findings are so dynamic, and it echoes some of the research we have that kind of supplements. We have a great report about trust in the digital age. And she talked about the importance of trust, and we're really trying to examine here at Filene ways we can help credit unions do solve that problem.
Yeah.
Also, and I think it goes so nicely with what they're doing and the solutions that co-op provides. So it all goes together, nice hand in hand.
Yeah, it's so great to have a partner with a partnership like Filene. It's such they're such wonderful partners. We actually commission research with Filene as well. They have helped us analyze the consumer research that we've done ourselves and are really helping us to, test out our roadmap. We just released our roadmap of solutions that are about creating exceptional member experiences. And how do we ensure that we're creating and delivering the right use cases to help credit unions scale themselves and compete and cooperate with the right fintech providers that are going to help them grow. So it is many of these fintechs that are nipping at our heels are also cooperative players too. So it's
exactly.
Just our fun word in the credit union space, coopetition. So
Chris, did you have any questions for Samantha? Or
I did. I'm just curious. Yeah, I mean, like I said, you gave us some great learnings today. What do you guys have coming down the pike that will help credit unions grow, whether it's in this or other solutions that you have coming down?
Well, we did just release our roadmap. So this is something that has been kind of the big reveal every September. So we're really excited about that. Have had tremendous engagement from our credit unions. They're excited about the new solutions that are coming. We have our Think virtual series coming to an end in November. November 9th. And we will be at that date launching the live and in-person location for May. So really excited to see everybody at Think and have our friends from Elaine join us there. So come join us November 9th at the Think Virtual Series.
Is it going to be in this hemisphere, Samantha?
Yeah. It is going to be in the United States.
Okay, we'll narrow it down to that.
It's coming.
Okay, good. Hey, last question for you guys. I'm sure you got lots of stuff to do here, but what kind of takeaways do you want? Because obviously you gave a lot of people some really cool takeaways to take back to their respective shops, but what are you guys looking for? What do you want to take away from Big Bright Minds this year? Samantha, I'll let you go first.
I'm wanting to hear what's on credit unions' minds. I'm wanting to know what they're excited about, what's keeping them up at night, where they are prioritizing their investment, their developments, how they see serving the members going forward. I mean, we all just came out of this dramatic life event. What is that meaning for the ways that we operate and deliver service? So it's been fun to just circulate and have open ears. So that's why I'm excited about getting out of it and just connecting with people.
Yeah, one of the pluses of going back to an in-person conference is that you can do that, have those impromptu conversations and kind of like, best. Oh, what are they saying? So good point. Chris, any expectations?
We're very closely aligned. We're actually doing an exercise here where we're trying to gain insights from the attendees, both virtual and in person, to share insights around the three big key themes that we're talking about, which is the mining for growth, the digital transformation, and reimagining the credit union value proposition. And we're really taking the focus of like, what are they doing well? Where are they seeing challenges? So that we can, again, gain some insights in the market to not only help steer us, but then help steer the rest of the movement.
Indeed, well said. All right, I'm gonna let y'all go. Why am I going through all this Southern thing?
You got the
Oh my gosh, I'm gonna speak a little SoCal, I'm gonna let you guys get back at it. So appreciate the time as always. Look forward to seeing you guys in person too in 2022.
Yes, very soon.
Yeah, indeed. All right, we'll keep up the good work and be well, be safe, okay?
Thank you.